Kabbalistically, when we work on ourselves to transform, to cleanse, to regain our real power, there are three categories we're looking at cleansing. Negative actions, that through them I transfer energy to the klipa, and I'm being more in control by the negative force called the klipa. Negative words and negative thoughts. And if we get a little deeper, the Kabbalists explain there are three levels to our soul. The lower level, nefesh, the next level, ruach, and the next level, neshama. Basically, those are code names in Aramaic that their vibration describe that level of energy that exists within us. Now, every time we conduct negative action, reactive action, selfish action, we are affecting our nefesh, the lower part, means we are basically taking energy from our pure side and transferring it to the klipa, to the ego, to our negative side. Every time we say bad words, evil tongue, gossiping, lying, misusing the power of our words in a negative way, we take aspect of our ruach, which is the deeper aspect of our soul, and basically diminishing our real power because we are transferring part of this power to the klipa. And every time we are ruled by negative thoughts, doesn't mean nobody should have negative thoughts. We're all getting bombarded with negative thoughts. But when we believe them and when we act on them, so then we actually reaching our neshama, the highest level, taking aspect of the energy of the light of our soul and transferring it to the klipa. One of the reasons Kabbalistically that people do not believe in their power and don't believe that they are the cause of their life, of whatever they're going to say actually going to happen, and their thoughts actually creating reality, because we diluted our power by transferring it to the klipa. And as a result, we don't feel the power of our words. We don't feel the power of our thoughts. We don't feel that every action makes a huge difference.
Yeah, there are some people who have different channels open in different parts of their soul. So I think it's powerful to see that we have the level of action, the level of words, and the level of thoughts. And you see, there are people who have gifts and talents in each of these areas, right? There are people who have amazing ideas. There's people who manifest, and there are people who are great communicators, all different levels of who we are. And in Kabbalah 1, we learn that a person who's disconnected from the light, okay, he's not having blessings. But this is the deeper way of understanding it, that we are responsible for literally every movement, every aspect of us creates energy. When we're thinking thoughts, we're creating energy. When we're saying something or not saying something, as we're going to learn in the future, all of that creates energy, creates either positive or negative forces. And same with our actions. The Kabbalists say there's nothing neutral. When I'm just saying words that don't help anybody, actually, Kabbalistically, that's considered to be a short circuit. If my words don't create light, they create darkness.
So what you're saying, to really take responsibility for everything that we do, is to realize that every thought, every word, every action, we are literally planting a seed of energy. Positive energy or negative energy? Positive reality or negative reality?
And to take it a step further, if a person doesn't have intention behind their thoughts, words, and actions, then that energy is going to be missing. So think about throughout your whole day, how many things did you think about, talk about, or do throughout your day that you just did robotically? Like when we're just driving, and then an hour later we get to our destination, we weren't actively thinking our thoughts. Are we really thinking about what we're about to say? Are we questioning ourselves, injecting intention behind everything? The intention is what determines whether a thought, word, or action will be positive or not.
Practically, how do you translate thoughts in our life? One of the practical translations is what intention that you have when you do anything. When you wake up in the morning, what's your intention? Usually, I need my coffee. Or I want to make sure the good things will happen today. Or I'll be able to finish before the deadline. So usually, if I'm not proactively injecting intention, there's reactive intention and reactive thoughts. What's in it for me? What's gonna happen for me? I'm tired, I'm upset, I need energy. As the Kabbalah is saying, desire to receive for oneself alone. It's important to understand that I can have the best intention in the world. But if a person is not executing, it means nothing. Actually, it becomes negative energy. Because if you have intention, when I'll be successful in this business, I will give to charity so much. After I'll be able to finish this task, I spend time with my friend. And you get such a great positive energy when you just have good intention. But if you're not manifesting it, you know what's happening to that good energy? It goes to the klipa. So when we're speaking about the three levels of the soul, we are speaking about alignment, internal alignment between thoughts, which means intention, words, and action. If not, there's internal space. And that space, it's negativity. That space is insecurity.